You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are speaking with Afisha James Kipp, CEO and co-founder of Wedspire, the first online wedding marketplace. Afisha, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on e-commerce radio.
Such a pleasure to be with you, Eric, and all of your listeners. It's truly a pleasure. I'm excited.
And we're pleased that you took the time to be with us, Afisha. So for starters, a great place to start. What made you want to start Wedspire?
Like most things, Wedspire comes from a personal place. And just so that I can give the listeners a little bit of context, what Wedspire is, other than being my baby, is a curated marketplace for all your wedding planning needs. And when my co-founder and I were planning our renewal of vows, we did the typical things. We browsed a litany of wedding blogs and websites and bridal magazines. And ultimately, Eric started to feel very overwhelmed by the endless choices. We realized very quickly that there was no easy way that exists to source, vet, and purchase wedding items in one spot. So determined to help millions of couples seamlessly plan their big day, I quit my job as an events director in this space, and with my husband's technical background and support, we created Wedspire.
Now, the wedding industry is deeply rooted in traditions. What have you done to approach this industry with innovation?
Great question. The way I see it is recommendation services have changed the way we find movies, music, restaurants even. But the wedding search and planning process still remains antiquated, which leaves tech-savvy millennial brides and grooms underserved and overwhelmed. What Wedspire does is it gives Netflix-style recommendations to couples all in one place. And by delivering a personalized on-demand solution to millennials, we take away the heavy lifting to allow them to discover pros who match their every need all in one place. But more importantly, we're providing more value for every wedding couple and professional. Because we are a two-sided business, on the flip side, Wedspire also recognizes the very specialized side of the services that wedding pros provide, while making sure that they stay true to the tech shift being driven by millennial couples. So we've created this community to help our pros put their business first and stay current, because millennial couples are using online marketplaces anyway for their initial search and discovery. So how we take it a step further is by creating a two-sided curated pipeline effect of, you could say, A, couples who are discovering pros who match their every need, and B, pros receiving the perfect clients by matching their taste and budget to their offerings.
Now, with millennial engaged couples expecting on-demand service, how do you stay up to date with what their needs are, and how do you implement that into your business as well?
It's a huge task. it's not easy by any stretch, but we wanted to make sure before we even got started, Eric, that we weren't the only ones who felt this way. So before we even wrote a single line of code, we interviewed over 100 couples about their wedding planning experience. And when we asked them questions like, what are some of the emotions you feel when planning your wedding? We thought their responses would easily be positive adjectives like happy, excited. But to our surprise, they responded with the words stressed, overwhelmed, or both. And when we dialed into that a little bit further, they went on to vent their frustrations around the lack of transparency and too many redirects, having to go to too many different places to source wedding pros, and the lack of transparency around their availability, pricing details, etc. So these pains more or less validated our assumptions, but we also interviewed and gained feedback from hundreds of professionals as well, who are experiencing different types of pain points. So we've always been interested in learning and anticipating the needs of our customers in order to direct how we move forward as a company and how we innovate our product, because we're doing this all for them at the end of the day.
And doing a fantastic job with this today, we are joined by Afisha James Kipp, CEO and co-founder of WedSpire, the first online wedding marketplace, here on e-commerce radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Afisha, you're in a unique business where you are an e-commerce platform, but your product is other professionals. Have you encountered difficulties with driving traffic from both the consumer side, which is engaged couples, to the product side, which is wedding professionals? Touch on that, if you would.
Oh, sure. We are a double-sided platform, and like most marketplaces, there is that chicken and egg scenario that happens, right, where buyers don't come unless there's sellers, and sellers don't come unless there's buyers. The really unique thing about WedSpire is we remove the barrier for entry on both sides of our model by offering a strong value proposition where, one, we offer our pros a fruitful partnership. They can create a free storefront and have access to all of our store manager tools to seamlessly manage their fulfillment. And we only charge our 7% transaction fee when we generate tangible business for them. In short, we don't eat unless they do, which makes us very invested in the success of our professionals. On the consumer side, not only can they join for free and enjoy the convenience of our one-stop intuitive personalized platform suiting their every need, we reward their loyalty when they make purchases on WedSpire, where they're eligible to earn rewards points and redeem those points to apply as discounts on future purchases. So all around, we're very invested in delivering a strong value proposition to the customers on both sides of the aisle. Pun intended.
That's good. I like that. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip or a final word for the listeners today?
Continue to be in love and obsessed with the problem, because you will always be connected to your customers. And most importantly, stay authentic, remain authentic. For me, it was super overwhelming coming from a world where I was very certain of the things that I had to do as an event professional for many years. And having to adopt what I know into a world that I didn't come from was a really huge learning curve coming into tech. And I'm sure there were, kind of recalling back, there were many times where I felt overwhelmed and even intimidated by the people that I was connecting with or that were around me who were far more well-versed in the various nuances of tech. But what was really my ability to punch through all of that was remaining authentic. And people resonated with that. Individuals really didn't care that I couldn't code or that I didn't have a computer science degree or the savviest background as a conventional tech industry individual. The authenticity of how I conveyed WedSpire and what we were building was able to land with people regardless of their background. So that is what would be the biggest advice I would give to someone, regardless of where you are in your career. If you're getting into this crazy world of tech, particularly if you're getting into a niche space like a wedding industry, to always remain authentic, because that is what will convey to your partners, to your customers, to the people that will eventually become your employees. Remain authentic, not only for yourself, but to always stay true to what you're building.
Some golden nuggets right there. We really appreciate that advice. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about WedSpire and how they could be in touch.
Certainly. Very simple. They can go to wedspire.com and take our style quiz and sign up and enjoy receiving all of the lovely matches to talented professionals who are ready and willing to serve them, as well as gain inspiration and tips by following us on social media on all of the popular platforms like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and when they sign up, they'll also be receiving our emails, our monthly emails that will keep them in the know of all of the great sales and promotions that they can get, take advantage of, and inspirational tips.
Aficia, once again, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and certainly appreciate your time and spending a moment with us here today on eCommerce Radio.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure as well, Eric. And to all of the e-commerce listeners, thank you for allowing me to talk about my baby.
And it certainly is our pleasure, and that's what we're here for. We've been speaking with Aficia James Kipp, CEO and co-founder of Wedspire, the first online wedding marketplace. And for more information, visit wedspire.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to e-commerce radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.